It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Time to get the finance news. Alicia Barry joins us now. Hello, Alicia.
Good morning, Fran. It's a choppy session on Wall Street, despite a commitment from the US Federal Reserve to maintain its stimulus plan and keep interest rates at record lows until mid-2015. At the end of its two-day policy meeting, the US Federal Reserve said it will continue its open-ended program to buy up to $40 million US dollars worth of bonds monthly to boost money supply in the economy and in turn drive jobs growth. US Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said the economy is still growing modestly and unemployment remains elevated. US stocks briefly reversed losses on those comments and then slipped back into negative territory. In late trade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is 34 points lower to 13,069. The broader S&P 500 index is down 4 points to 1,409. The Nasdaq Composite Index has given back 11 points to 2,980. Blue chip stock Dow Chemical climbed 6% after saying it will cut about 2,500 jobs and shut 20 manufacturing plants to reduce annual costs by up to $500 million US dollars. Investors are also hoping a slump in China's factory output is easing and America's housing market is improving. A survey signalling smaller contraction in China's manufacturing lifted confidence that the world's second biggest economy is stabilising. Separate data showed purchases of new US homes rose in September to the highest level in more than 2 years. Across the Atlantic, European markets edged higher after some positive corporate earnings results. 3 shares advanced for every 2 that declined in the Stoxx Europe 600 index, which increased by 0.4% by the close. London's FTSE 100 index closed up 7 points to 5,805. France's CAC added 20 points to 3,426. The biggest business software maker, SAP, rallied 4.2% after it reported third quarter software license revenue that beat analyst estimates. Volvo fell 1.9% after the truck maker's third quarter profit missed analyst estimates. The local share market is expected to follow US stocks lower. The SPY 200 index is pointing to a loss of 0.2% at the open. Oil prices slid as US crude supplies increased by more than forecast. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is worth $85.41 a barrel. Spot gold prices are easing to $1,703 an ounce. And the Australian dollar is lifting against the greenback. It's buying close to 103.37 US cents. That's the latest, Fran.